Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in tonight on the Hour of Prayer. This is our 1,010th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and our mission here is to change lives by prayer, ministry, and song, and spreading the gospel, which is the good news. Hallelujah. Oh God, we praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. If you want to call in tonight with a prayer request or a testimony, feel free to call in. Our number is 319-527-6091. If not able to get through on that line, our other number is 323-870-4174. You can press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Again, thank you for calling in. And again, I am Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison. I'll be your host this evening for the Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer that calls us from a world of care. Sweet hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, we come to you, O God, because where else can we go? You alone have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. You are God. It's in you that we live and we move and we have our being. You are the giver of life, and you are the sustainer of life, and you are the preserver of life. So, God, here we are once again in your presence. Your word is true. You said, when one or two are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So I know that there's more than one or two that are gathered on the airways tonight. So we come tonight, God, with thanksgiving. We come tonight, God, with praise. We come tonight, God, with adoration. We come tonight, oh God, seeking your will, not our own. Hallelujah. We come tonight, God, lay all on the altar. We love you, God. You are a great God. You are a holy God. You are the only true and living God. You are the only God who sits upon the circle of the earth. You are the only God whose eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. You never slumber, neither do you sleep. Night and day are alike to you. You are the only God who knows the intent and motive of our heart. So God, we come tonight, God, asking you, oh God, to search our hearts, try us and know us, and see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way of everlasting. God, we love you. God, we praise you. We don't praise an unknown God, we pray to the true and living God. We don't pray to a statue. We don't pray to man. We don't pray to angels. We don't even pray to the stars. They were created. We pray to the Creator. So God, here we are to magnify and glorify you. You are not only God, you are creator. You are the only God who created life. You are the only God who knows what tomorrow brings. You are the only God who knows what eternity looks like. So, God, here we are in your presence. We are not able, Shada. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up, oh, God. Have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. Not just tonight, every day in our lives, oh, God. Have your way. You are not only God and creator, you are Father. You are a good Father. You are a loving Father. You are a merciful God. You are a merciful Father. You are a gracious Father. You are a forgiving Father. You are the best Father. You are a great provider. You are a great protector. Oh, Father, we love you. We love you. Hallelujah. So we come tonight because you bid us to pray. You said men are to always pray and not lose heart. So we come tonight. Your word is true. You said that you have brought there for, first of all, their prayer and supplication and intercession and giving of thanks. You made for all men, for kings and for those who are in authority, so we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, oh God. So we come tonight to lift up all of our spiritual leaders. God, we lift them up before you. You know all about them. You cover them in their mother's womb. You know their heart. You know what they are, Rainbow Shah. You know all about them, God. So we ask you tonight to do what, Rainbow Shah. Do the impossible in their lives, Lord. Draw them closer to you in Jesus' name. Be with every apostle, every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, every deacon, every deaconess, every missionary, every usher, every praise and worship leader, every musician, every choir, every oh God, show up, Lord. Oh God, we need you. We need you, God. Every shepherd, draw them closer to you in Jesus' name. Let them love as you want them to love. Let them preach the word of God, not their own thinking, not their own understanding, but your word, God, because your word is true. Your word has power. Your word changes lives. Your word changes situations. Your word makes things right. Let them preach the other day on the railway, Boshan. The word for a Boshan. God, have your way, Lord. Every spiritual leader, in the name of Jesus. God, you said you've given us shepherds after your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding, and they shall not be lacking, saith the Lord. God, every spiritual leader, God, we lift them up before you. They're not perfect. They're only man. But God, you are perfect. You are the only perfect. So God, we ask you, as we all stand in agreement on the airways, God, draw them closer to you like never before. Let them get a rhema word from glory. Let them get a rhema word from the heavens. Let them give a word that will speak in the need of a person. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you're doing. God, we praise you. We love you, Lord. You know all the God, we thank you. We love you, Lord. And every office in the earth, God, every office that's in authority. Oh, God, you made man. You told us to pray. We pray for the office of presidency in Jesus' name. God, let your will be done. God, you send your word. God, you move. God, they may be in office, God, but you're on the throne. Be with everyone who's in authority, every president, every prime minister, every king, every ambassador, everyone who's in authority. God, you said, God, authority was given in the land, so we have all shot. Barbarian Sunday. Oh, God, we need you. We need you, God. Remember your people that are weeping between the porch and the altar. God, be with every continent. You said there's no language where their voice is not heard. God, every country. God, we ask you, as we stand in agreement, the missionaries that are taking the gospel into countries where they don't want it to be. God, surround them, protect them, keep them covered in the name of Jesus. God, Eresha. God, you said before you come back, your word of Jesus your Christ. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. As we stand in the gap for America, as we stand in the gap for Africa, as we stand in the gap for Europe, as we stand in the gap for God, God, every continent, Lord, every continent, oh God, have your way, Lord, have your way in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, we thank you. All those who are in authority, God, have your way. Have your way, Lord. God, be with all the mothers who are weeping between the porch and the altar. Be with every father, every dad, God, who is weeping between the porch and the altar. God, be with every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every supplicator. Jesus Christ, you are the greatest prayer warrior. Jesus Christ, you are the greatest intercessor. Jesus Christ, you are the greatest supplicator. But you have us in the earth brain. So God, be with all of us, Lord. Give us the endurance that we need. Give us the strength that we need. Give us the power that we need. Give us what we need, God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Those who are sick in their body, send forth healing. God, you're bigger than Alzheimer's and dementia. God, you're bigger than cancer and diabetes. God, you're bigger than MS, God. You're bigger than AIDS and HIV. You're bigger than high blood pressure. You're bigger than schizophrenia. You're bigger than any disease and sickness. You're bigger, God. Those who believe in you for change are able to. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. We bind the spirit of suicide and lose life in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of depression, oppression, and lose peace in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of hatred and lose love in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of poverty and lose monetary gain in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of division and lose unity in the name of Jesus. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Oh, Risha. God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. Oh, God, we edify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, have your way tonight. Let your will be done. Not Purpose Kingdom Network will. Your will be done. It's all about you, oh God. And everyone who's listening on the airway. God, if anyone calls in tonight with a prayer request, you already know about it. Anyone who don't call in but still have a prayer request, you know all about that. So God, we're about your business tonight. Touch hearts tonight, God. Set captives free tonight, God. Elevate in Imranare Boshanda. Those who are in the hospitals, God, send forth healing. Those who are in the mental institutions, God, send forth healing. Those who are in prison, God, behind prison walls, Lord. God, move like only you can. Those who are in prison in their minds, God, are still walking the street. God, even able to set the captives free. Have your way tonight. God, we praise you. Remember every inner city. Oh, God. Raise up warriors that will make a difference. Raise up men that will make a difference. Raise up women that will make a difference. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, and be with the police officers who have a mind to serve the community and a heart to serve the community, God. Keep them protected. And the ones who don't, God, you know them. Remove Rebo Shanda in the name of Jesus. Keep the fire and protect it as they go in homes, Lord. Keep the homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Have your way. God, we love you. We praise you. We honor you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen. Amen. And oh God, as you bring her before me, God, touch her body, Lord. Touch her in Jesus' name. Help her to continue to lose the weight. Help her to continue to shanda. Rejuvenate her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Encourage her, Rebo Shanda. Yeah, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to bring our sister Adrian Allen on the line to minister in song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on that throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Yeah.
Hold me in your arms. You were the shelter from the storm, when all my friends were gone. You were right there all alone. I can't forget a love like this before. Oh, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, God. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. To God be the glory.
Mm-hmm.
to God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things, for the things. For everything he's done with his blood, he has saved me with his power, he has raised me to God.
Yeah.
Be the glory for the things he has done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Adrian, for ministering in song. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. What a mighty God we serve. Again, if anyone has a prayer request or a testimony, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091 and press the number 1. You'll be placed into the queue. Or if you can't get through on that line, you can dial call 323-870-4174. You also can send your prayer request online at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I'm going to read a scripture tonight, and I'm going to be reading from the King James Version, and it's the second. It's 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through, I'm going to read until the 9th or 10th verse. Amen. Again, it's the King James Version, 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word. Amen. If I could use a topic to encourage you tonight, it would be, let me tell you how to move the mountain. Let me tell you how to move the mountain. In this passage of scripture, Paul is vindicating their ministry from the accusations of false teachers. They weren't in it for self-gratification. They were in it because they received mercy and believed. They had renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, which meant that they were in it to please God. They didn't have any ulterior motive. They weren't in it for money or accolades. They were in it to win souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. So it says, but if their gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And it says, in whom the God of this world, verse 4, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So if our light is hid, it is hid to those who are lost. And it says, well, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. So here, again, they weren't preaching for self-gratification to bring attention to themselves. They were preaching and teaching the things of the kingdom. That's what we here do on Purpose Kingdom Network. It's all about Jesus the Christ. Amen. It says, for God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So when we as children of God, when we're in the world, we should let our light so shine that men might see our good works and glorify our Father which art in heaven. Light casts out darkness. I believe the world is hungry. They are looking for a change. That's why we have to show up and give them God. Amen. But here in this passage of scripture, how Paul was talking about how they received mercy and they believed in the scriptures, they believed on Jesus the Christ and what he taught and preached, but yet it said that they were troubled on every side. But before that, it says in verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. They had that treasure, Jesus the Christ, but yet they were still troubled on every side. Troubled means to be, they have problems or conflicts, but yet they were not distressed. They weren't stressed because they knew in whom they served. It says that they were perplexed, which means that they were baffled at times or puzzled or even confused, but yet they were not without hope. Here, these disciples, they walked with God. They talked with the Lord, but yet they still went through. Why? Because they were in the world, but they are not of the world. Amen. So if they went through persecution and trials and tribulations, what more for us? Amen. But even in our trials and testing and tribulation, God promised in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us always, even until the end of the world. Amen. But they were even persecuted. Persecuted means that the subject of someone's hostility or ill will treatment. You know how people sometimes don't like you and you can't figure out why they don't like you? Don't take it personal. It's about Christ. They see the Christ in you. They see the Christ in me. And the devil don't like it and people don't like it. But we have to press in and continue to stay on to what God has called us to do in these last days. Amen. So here, the scripture says too, now even though they had the treasure, the essence of the power, they still went through. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 4 and 5, it says that, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's spiritual. It's not the person. It's not the situation. It's not the circumstance. It's spiritual. But it's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We're going to pull it down by the word of God. We're going to pull it down with our faith. Amen. We're not going to give up because we know what God called us to. We know what God promised us. There's so much at stake. Amen. Our families, our loved ones, we have to stay on the battlefield for them. We have to persevere. We have to push on. We have to take control of these strongholds, how with our faith and with the word of God. Let me tell you how to move the mountain. Casting down every imagination. That's just what it is, an imagination. It has no power over us. It doesn't. It's just a thought. But we can cast it down. Amen. We can cast it down in the name of Jesus. In Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse 20, it says, "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." Here in this passage, in this verse, here the disciples couldn't cure a lunatic or a boy who had an evil spirit or were vexed with the evil spirit because they doubted. I know there's a caller on the line. We have a caller. We can bring the call in right now before we continue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Is there a caller on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing? This is Sister Michelle.
Hi, Sister Michelle.
Hello. I do have a prayer request. Tuesday marks 9 years that my daughter was called home. She was 14 at the time. And I'm just in need of strength, you know, for me and my children and my family, you know, help us, you know, get through this day.
Okay. We're going to pray right now, okay? Is that okay?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. You heard your daughter's prayer request. God, you told us to pray. Lord, you know all about Michelle. You know all about what she's going through. You know all about what her family is going through. God, everything lay naked before your eyes. So we come before your throne right now on the behalf of Michelle and your daughter and our sister and the Lord. God, I ask you, we ask you right now that you meet her need. Comfort her heart, oh God. You are the God of all comfort. She has the peace of knowing that her daughter is with you. But God, while she's still on the earth, she still misses her. She still mourns for her, God. So God, we ask you right now to give her the peace that surpasses all understanding. God, lift her heavy burden in Jesus' name. God, work out the situation with her family. God, there's nothing too hard for you. God, we believe nothing is impossible. So God, we ask you right now to touch her like only you can, though, God. God, work it out, Lord. You said we demand all for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, God. It's okay to mourn. It's okay to miss our loved ones. God, even in the morning, you are still there. So, God, hey, hey, bo, sha, sa, yeah, bo, bo, hey, holy shanda. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Michelle's faithfulness, God. We thank you for her faith. Oh, God, you're moving. You're moving, Lord. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. God, rock her in the middle of the night, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, and it is so. We thank you, and it is so, in Jesus' name. And remember our family, God. Even the unspoken prayer requests, God. Even the things that's on her heart that she didn't even utter, God. You know all about it. You know, re, sha, re, bo, sa, ne, gori, iri, shana. Thank you, God, because he didn't speak it, God. God, I asked you in the name of Jesus that you're doing it, Shandi. Give her a testimony in Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Thank you, Michelle, for listening tonight. And thank you for calling in. And God loves you. And we love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. God told us to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So let us continue on. Thank you, Lord. So we were seeing here how that someone had brought their son who was vexed with the evil spirit to the disciples to cast out the evil spirit, and they couldn't do it, and Jesus rebuked them because he told them that they didn't have faith. And again, I'm going to read this scripture, Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse 20. It says, and Jesus saith unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing should be impossible unto you. Not just the evil spirits that the disciples were trying to cast out, but God said, nothing shall be impossible unto you. So let me tell you how to move a mountain. You know, sometimes we might get caught up into the things that are surrounding us, like even the disciples went through, you know, with saying how that they were troubled on every side, yet not distressed. They were perplexed and they were persecuted. And same like as we can be, you know, we can be get a sidetrack with things that are going on. You know, there might be something that's going on in your home right now, you know, but we can speak to that mountain. As for me and my household, we shall be saved. So I command you to move in the name of Jesus. And then someone might be faced with a spirit of fear, but we can speak to the mountain that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So I command you not to be moved in the name of Jesus. If you believe it and speak it, it shall be done. Hallelujah. Because God said that he has given us the power. Hallelujah. To speak those things not as though they were. He's given us the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, no wrong to the enemy, and thus by any means harm thee. God has given us the power to speak to the mountain and command it to be moved in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you how to move the mountain. Whatever we're going through today, we just speak it in faith and believe in our heart that we will have what God says we can have, then it shall be done. Hallelujah. Whatever obstacle we are facing, we might be sick in our body, we can speak to that mountain be moved in the name of Jesus, because Jesus Christ was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. Mountain be moved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You might be faced with a financial hardship. We can speak to that mountain. Mountain be moved in the name of Jesus. For my God shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, mountain be moved in the name of Jesus. Speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be moved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have a spirit of oppression, speak to that mountain in the name of Jesus. God said he will keep my mind at perfect peace. My mind is stayed on thee. Now to be moved in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is a holy God. God is a loving God. Let me tell you how to move the mountain. Whatever you're faced with tonight, speak to that mountain. Declare the word of God to that mountain. Get a scripture that pertains to your situation and speak to that mountain and believe it in faith and speak it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said without faith, it's impossible to please him. If we lack faith, let us ask of God. He'll give to us liberty and unbraid us not. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Get in the word. Meditate on the word. Speak the word. There's power in the word. There's deliverance in the word. There's healing in the word. There's protection in the word. There's provision in the word. There's abundance in the word of Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak to the mountain and command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One more scripture. Hallelujah. Before we close out, thank you, Lord God. Let me tell you how to move the mountain. Oh, move mountain. Mountain, get out of my way. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the wicked, of darkness, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having it all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and have on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching therefore unto all with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let me tell you how to move the mountain, every obstacle that's in your way, every circumstance that you're facing. Speak the word of God and believe in faith. And say to that mountain, be ye moved, and it shall obey. It shall obey. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we reverence you. God, we honor you. Thank you for the word that was shared tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. I believe we're going to have the altar call right now. Thank you, Lord God. Is Pastor Tori, you going to do the altar call? Are you on the line? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're going to have the altar call tonight. The word of God has went forth. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without God or Jesus Christ in your life, you're headed for eternal damnation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If you believe that you are alienated from God because you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you believe that you're headed for destruction, all you need to do is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. All you have to do is believe that God sent him into the world to save a wretch like you and a wretch like me, or like I was, because I'm born again, and you could be born again too into the kingdom of God. So if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then you are saved. If you want that Jesus that we talk about on Purpose Kingdom Network, all you have to do is accept him into your life. You are not smart enough to run your own life. You don't have enough knowledge to run your own life. You don't have enough wisdom to run your own life. Without Jesus the Christ, you are destitute. Without Jesus the Christ, you are nothing. So if you want to be something in this life, if you want to be something in the kingdom of God, I invite you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you want the God that we talk about, if you want the Jesus that we talk about, if you want salvation, if you want peace of mind, if you want joy in your heart, if you want the love of God, I invite you to say this prayer with me. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus, the Christ, I admit that I am a sinner and in need of a Savior. I repent of the wrong I have done. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and I'll live for you. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. Welcome into the kingdom of God. You now have a place and eternity with God. If you don't have a church home, I encourage you to seek a church home in your community, a church that preaches and teaches the gospel. And until you're able to find one, we invite you to tune in every night at Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to now bring on the announcement before we have our closing prayer. Brother Rob, are there any announcements tonight?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much for tonight's program, Sister Trina. And real quickly, I'll go into the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us. No matter where you're joining us in the world, whether you're calling online, or you're listening online or calling via phone, we thank you so much for supporting us and listening to us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We thank you so much. We invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. We thank you so much. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for Let's Talk About It with Sister Janice, Talleen, and Adrian on Let's Talk About It, and that starts at 9 p.m. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow night with Let's Talk About It. And that's going to be hosted by Sister Talleen, Sister Janice, and Sister Adrian. And all are welcome, and please invite a friend to listen to us. Also, if any problem you having problems calling us on the 319-527-6091 number, please call in at the 323-870-4174 number. And you know, hopefully things will be smoothed over. But you know, we thank you so much for your support and your listenership, no matter where you are in the world. We thank you so much. And with that being said, Katrina, the program is back in your hands.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Rob, for those announcements. Amen. So if all minds and hearts are clear, we're going to close out tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father God, in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, God, we've done what you told us to do tonight, God. We ministered in song. We gave the scripture. We gave the prayer, Lord, and we gave the altar call. And, God, we acknowledge you as God, and this is your business only, and we just surrender to you. We just welcome you into our lives. We just ask you, God, to keep being God in our lives. Lord, we lift up every host on Purpose Kingdom Network. God, it's about you and you only. Lord, continue to meet our need in Jesus' name. Continue to use us for your glory, not just on Purpose Kingdom Network, but in our communities, on the job, in the marketplace, everywhere we go, in our homes, Lord. Let's be a mouthpiece for you. We are written epistles read among men. God, let us always be a great soul. God, let us always be a great representative of you, God. God, whatever is wrong in our lives, show us. We are not perfect. We serve a perfect God. We are man. We are dust. We are dirt. But God, you are supreme. You are supreme authority. You are the true and living God. What is man that you are mindful of us? So God, create in us a clean heart. God, make us meet our God. Make us meet our God, use us for your glory. God, we love you. We praise you. We honor you. We reverence you. Jesus, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way. Have your way, oh God. Those who are listening on the airway tonight, God, meet every need. God, every heart, God, every prayer request. God, work things out. Move on behalf of your children. You know, someone who was listening tonight that didn't know how to make up their mind or wasn't sure about committing to you or, God, wasn't sure about just the decision they had to make tonight. God, I ask you, God, we ask you, God, that you continue to move on them. Help them make the right decision. God, you said some plant, some water, but God, you give the increase. Someone in their lives to minister to them. Send someone in their lives to pour out to them. And Jesus came. You don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. God, I thank you for Michelle calling in tonight. God, I thank you that you're moving in her life, Lord. I thank you that you're working things out for your glory. God, I thank you for the testimony that is going to happen. I thank you for the transformations that are taking place. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. You're doing a mighty work. And God, before we close out tonight, God, remember the children as they go to school tomorrow. God, keep the schools covered under the blood of Jesus. God, be with the teachers, Lord. Keep them protected, Heavenly Father. God, everyone has a right to be protected. But even those who are the household of faith, God, let your angels encamp around about them. Keep them protected. Keep them shielded. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. God, we thank you. And God, remember those who are mourning tonight. God, remember those who need healing tonight. God, remember those who are confused in their minds tonight. God, even remember those who wanted to give up or want to give up. God, encourage them to continue to hold on in Jesus' name. Let them know that better is coming. Let them know that it gets better, God, if they just hold on and wait till that change comes. Hallelujah. Because better is the end of a thing. God, you know all about us. You know what we stand in need of. God, and even the lonely tonight, Lord. Remember them. The homeless tonight, God. There's so much wealth in the land. There's so much wealth in the land. God, no one shall be without a home. No one should go to bed hungry. God, those who have wealth, God, you're not just concerned about their souls, but God, touch them to give out their bounty to the people who are in need. God, touch them to give to the household of God in the name of Jesus. God, let them know. What profit a man to gain the whole world but lose their soul? What can a man give in exchange for their soul? Nothing. Money can save them. Their wealth can save them. Only you can save them, God. And the ones that do know you, God, all the people that are wealthy are already Bosha. God, you have people that are wealthy that trust and hope and believe in you. God, if they give already, God, you know Rebosha. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. and great are your tender mercies. God, we thank you for what you're doing on Purpose Kingdom Network. And God, as we go to our jobs tomorrow, you'll keep us covered, God. Lord, our jobs may be our means, but you are our source. You are our source, oh God. We thank you for our jobs, we do. But God, we don't depend on them because they can erre-bo-yore-shanda. God, you are our source. We trust in you. And God, those who feel like they haven't been treated right on the job, God, there are believers who feel like they aren't being treated right. But let them remember all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to your purpose. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. And God, someone stands in need of a financial breakthrough, a financial blessing, God. You know, to bring all our tithes to the storehouse and let me meet in thy house, God. And you promise to pour our blessing, one woman up to receive it. Lord God, tare bo shanda. And God, sometimes we want to give but don't have. Lord, remember them too, oh God. It's always about money for you to meet a need. It's about the heart. Hallelujah. God, we praise you for what you're doing. And God, remember the singles everywhere, Lord. The singles that are in churches and want to be married, Lord. God said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Oh, God, give them the desires of their heart in Jesus' name. God, we were that wayward child, Lord. And we bind the spirit of addiction and drugs and lose liberty in Jesus. We bind the spirit of addiction and lose liberty in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of suicide and lose life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Remember the mother and father who are standing in the gaps for their children, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, oh God. We love you, Lord. And as we end tonight, God, keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our automobiles covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren covered under the blood of Jesus. Keep our families covered under the blood. We thank you, God. And as we sleep tonight, give us a good sleep in you. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, let's wake up with new joy and new peace and a stronger faith and a stronger determination to want to go on in Jesus' name. So, Father, if you do these things for us, we'll give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name that we pray. With thanksgiving. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you, and please join in tomorrow night and have a blessed week. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.
Yeah.